Welcome to Roaming with Restless Women, real talk with wise, dynamic women leaders. I'm your host, Julie Noonan, CEO and founder of Intuitive Wisdom Coaching, and I'm living my dream life. I live and work in my RV, coaching senior women leaders as they navigate corporate politics, family drama, and personal goals to live their own dream lives. These women are restless. They are never done seeking new opportunities, learning, and creating value in the world. If you'd like to apply to be on the show, stick around to the end and I'll let you know how. Let's go.
Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. I am so excited today to welcome Sylvie Beljanski. Sylvie is a French lawyer turned health advocate, author, and entrepreneur. She's dedicated to continuing the Beljanski family legacy as international leaders in health and cancer research. She's the founder and president of the Beljanski Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit focusing on natural approaches to cancer, and she serves as the CEO of Maison Beljanski, an international dietary supplement company. Sylvie is also the producer of the Beljanski Integrative Cancer Conference, a premier event bringing together leading experts and advocates in integrative medicine to advance natural approaches to cancer care. Her passion for holistic health and integrative medicine has made her a sought-after speaker at global health conferences, where she has educated thousands about scientific breakthroughs in these fields. I'm so excited to meet you and to talk with you about all of your cancer research and your cancer projects. Cancer has touched all of us at some point or another, and it's such an incredible thing that you're doing. I really appreciate it. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. And yes, it's really important to speak about cancer, but about health in general. And everybody is concerned. I mean, everybody has to take care of themselves. And having the opportunity to speak about integrative health is a privilege. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity today.
Well, thank you so much for being here. The first question that I have is I would like to know about the Beljanski legacy. Tell me a little bit about the organization, how long it's been going on, and what the core mission is.
Well, the core mission of the Beljanski Foundation is to continue, in fact, my father's legacy by continuing to fund research on cancer with natural approaches which are non-toxic, not going to affect healthy cells, are not going to have debilitating side effects. So it's, and why did I start that? And I would like to start, if you don't mind, a little bit with my father and how everything started and how I became restless.
Yes. About
the topic. My father was a PhD in molecular biology at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, France. He was one of the first scientists to look at the environment when everybody else was just looking at the genetic code to explain everything. Back in the 70s, the genetic code had just been discovered. It was a shining new thing, and all the scientists were seeing grants, 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 grants when they were thinking.
Yes.
Of the genetic code, and the cancer was looked upon exclusively as a genetic resulting from a genetic mutation. And my father said, yes, maybe there can be some mutations, genetic or not, but what triggers those mutations? And he was one of the first scientists to look at the effect of the environmental toxins on our DNA, how the DNA can be destabilized, affected, modified by environmental toxins. And then he looked for natural compounds that would do exactly the opposite, that would prevent this DNA destabilization and destroy the cells which have been affected by this destabilization. That means destroying selectively cancer cells. And he was able to find not one, but two natural compounds, two plant extracts, able to do such a thing. So he published everything. My father left a legacy of 133 peer-reviewed papers. He was very charismatic. He got the interest of a lot of French doctors. And now we are in the 90s, and François Mitterrand, the former French president, has
Yes.
advanced prostate cancer, exactly like Biden does nowadays.
Yes. Oh, it, yeah, it's
It's
so
a
sad.
striking comparison of what happened and the path that they choose to cure themselves. Mitterrand, it's a French story, had a wife but also a mistress, and the two women came together to look for what would be the best solution to address this advanced prostate cancer. When Mitterrand was doing very well, he was on very bad. He was on the morphine. The country was ready for early elections. They said, we have to do something about it. And they came up to ask one of those doctors who had good results on prostate cancer using my father's products to come to the French White House. And Mitterrand started to take the products. And as we know, Mitterrand was able to finish his second term. He did not have any signs of mental confusion. He was able to walk out of the French Élysée on the last day of his term with a red rose, which was the symbol of his presidency. And it's only after Mitterrand passed away several months later that the French government sent a SWAT team, the French army, to destroy my father and his laboratory.
Oh
They
my
didn't want
gosh.
anything to be known about natural products that could do better than conventional approach. That was not supposed to happen.
No.
And that's when, as a lawyer, I got access to the legal file to defend my father, to defend my mother, to defend all the doctors and pharmacies that they had arrested. And when I looked at the legal file, I said, there is something really fishy here. This is not about bringing a man to justice. It's about destroying the evidence that natural stuff can do better than conventional medicine. And I said, over my dead body, I am,
Yes.
this is not happening. I am going to take care of this legacy. I'm not going to let that disappear. And when my father died at the funerals, so many people came to me and said, you know, without your father, I would not be here. I would not have been able to play with my grandchildren. I would not have been able to walk my daughter down the aisle. All
Oh.
those things that showed me how so many lives were actually affected by my father's legacy. I felt that I had to do something. So I switched profession. Went from law firm to I have to do something about it as this and I started the company first Maison Beljanski to because I needed to make the products available and help all those people who, in France first who were clamoring they needed the product for their survival. And then I said that the most important for the legacy is to carry on with the research and confirm the activity and absence of toxicity of those compounds. And that's why I created the Beljanski Foundation here in New York. That was 1999. And I've been very lucky to have the opportunity to speak, to work with a number of academic institutions here. Over the years, we had publications with Columbia University, with Kansas University Medical Center. We had a clinical trial with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And I have to say that each product that my father perfected has been validated with American recent public peer-reviewed publications.
So when did you leave France, though, to bring the institute here?
So I had left France before. I came here in 95 to work in a New York law firm. Sound like very prestigious experience for a French lawyer. And I hated it. I absolutely hated corporate America. And it was an easy decision, actually. When I discovered what happened with my parents, to say I'm going to jump ship and do something I can be passionate about.
Yes. Well, I hope all of us take that into consideration when we're thinking about what it is that we're going to do next, because being passionate about something is very important to the success of that thing. And it sounds like you have been getting a lot of success.
Yes, it has been a difficult road. I mean, it has been a lot of stress, and really, you have to be ready for something bumpy and be ready for everything coming your way every day and all those challenges. But it has been extremely, extremely rewarding. And I feel, looking back now, 30 years later, I feel extremely blessed. I have been given this opportunity.
So you have been managing this research or overseeing it at, via your nonprofit for around 30 years.
Yes.
How have they been able to advance what your father started? What have been some of the big advancements that you've seen come out of that?
Well, what I wanted to do is to have a very systematic approach and confirmation of the effectiveness of those compounds. So what my father showed is what since those molecules do recognize cancer cells, it doesn't matter whether it is prostate, ovarian, pancreatic, lung cancer. It will go, those compounds will go wherever they recognize cancer cells.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
So we were able to work at Columbia University on prostate cancer, at Kansas Medical Center on ovarian, pancreatic, and breast cancer. And we
Okay.
have been also looking at different stages of cancer, from inflammation to full blown cancer to advanced cancer, which doesn't respond to hormonal treatment. And now we are looking at cancer stem cells. Cancer stem cells are those cells which are thought to be responsible for metastasis. And about
Yes.
one out of five cancer comes back. Those little cancer stem cells, they are embryonic, they are extremely aggressive. They do resist chemotherapy and radiotherapy. So the doctor says, oh, you are doing well, the tumor is shrinking. And in fact, what he's destroying are the adult cancer stem cells. But the new generations, the babies, are ready, still ready, and eventually may grow 5 years later. Maybe the worst things that you can hear beyond you have cancer is cancer came back, because then you feel you are exhausted. You have been through the nausea, everything. Say not again, and that's terrible, because people feel this is the end. And I am like, well, if there is some natural product that can fight cancer stem cells, why not be aware of that and start using them on day one of the diagnosis?
Yes.
And that's why we have been working with Kansas University Medical Center on ovarian and pancreatic cancer in vitro and in vivo in animals. We also are now rounding up a research program on breast cancer stem cells, where we had beautiful results on mice. I mean, you have two groups of mice. One group is, I mean, two groups of mice which are given very aggressive metastatic breast cancer stem cells. And one group is also given some Pauperin and Revolfia vomitoria extracts. And you can see that none of the mice in the treatment group is developing metastasis when the metastasis are like that in the to the roof in the in the control group. So we feel we are on something very valuable, and we are looking to finish this research project. And next one will be on prostate cancer stem cells because we love the men in our lives.
Yes.
This episode is sponsored by me. So as a special gift to you, our listeners, I offer a free 1-on-1 15-minute breakthrough session. Bring a problem and an experience how coaching works to see if it could be of value to you. Sign up for an available time on my website, intuitivewisdomcoach.com.
Now, you've written a book about cancer. Tell me about the book, and then also tell me about the products that you do sell that come from your father's research.
Yeah, so my book, Winning the War on Cancer, The Epic Journey Towards a Natural Cure, actually has received a lot of praises and prizes. So
Oh,
I'm very
good.
proud of it. I wanted to share the information that I have learned during all those 30 years of my journey and this since I have started carrying this legacy. So I wrote the book as a novel. I'm being told it's a page turner because it's so many things happened. And at the same time, little by little, I provide the science. So at the end of the book, you have learned a lot about cancer, cancer prevention, cancer treatment, how to speak to your doctor, what question you have. But it's not a boring book. It's an adventure book. It's the adventure of my life and how everything started with the arrest of my father.
Wow. So did your father, why was your father so interested in cancer and cancer research? I mean, was there someone that had it, or he knew a colleague that was doing some work like that? How did he get involved?
He got involved by the effect of the environment
Okay.
on our DNA. That was something he felt very strongly about. Even though it in the 70s, it was not something people were speaking about. It was
Okay.
for 30 years, from the 50s to the 80s, people were polluting without thinking of tomorrow, and my father very early on, and this is affecting the DNA of people.
Great. Okay, so he recognized a cause that other people were not paying as much attention to. And so that piqued his curiosity. Yeah.
And then he looked for solutions.
Yes. Well, that's the mark of a great man, right?
Absolutely.
Or a great leader, I should say. So tell me about the supplements that you have available.
So you cannot carry research without products. So we have to make products, and so it's another company. It's called Maison Belchanski, and on the website of maisonbelchanski.com, you can find all the products that are being used for research and more, because also I am an advocate for detoxification, as I used to say during my conferences. Those little products are going to give you time because they are going to work at the cellular level. Now, the big question is, what are you doing with this time? Are you going to use that to, I mean, put your life around? Cancer did not happen out of vacuum and overnight. Something happened in your life, is a physical, emotional, nutritional, environmental, toxic trauma. Something happened that
Yes.
your body create those cancer cells. Now you have to turn your life around and learn to eat properly, detox your liver generally, make an assessment of your personal relationship, see if you are living in conflict, and make peace with everything.
Very good.
Which
So it's a holistic view.
absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
We offer coaching also to help achieve that, and help also recommend what kind of supplements may eventually support you during this journey.
Oh, very good. And it's not only for cancer patients, it's for people who want to prevent cancer,
Absolutely.
correct? Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, cancer, autoimmune disease, diabetes. All those things are actually coming from the same root, which is inflammation. And then what causes inflammation? It's toxic food and it's bad relationships mostly.
Yes, I don't think Western medicine does a good job of acknowledging the impact on your health, of your mental health, and of the stress.
The conventional medicine is all about addressing a symptom.
Yes.
They are going to numb where the pain is. And if you do not listen to your body, if you do not try to understand why you are in pain in the first place, then the pain is going to come back the next day. So you are going to take ibuprofen, ibuprofen, ibuprofen again and again against your liver complaints that this is not the solution, this is not the way to
Right.
go. And that's the issue with conventional medicine. It doesn't go to the root of the problem. And that's why I do believe that health coaching gives you the space to address that.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, we're coming up on time, so is there anything that you want to make sure our audience hears from you before I have three questions that I ask at the end, but I want to give you this opportunity.
Okay, so go to the Beljanski Foundation website, beljanski.org. You will learn about a lot of the research, the testimonials, and also the upcoming events if you want to know more about what we are doing and the natural ways to address cancer and also or other autoimmune disease. And on my talk show, my podcast, the Beljanski Cancer Talk Show, I have a lot of people very knowledgeable coming from different approaches of holistic health who are speaking, and I think it's a great opportunity to learn a lot about holistic health.
Well, I know that I have a lot of listeners who are very, very interested in making sure that they enter their senior years as healthy as possible so that they can, continue to play with their grandchildren and live a very healthy life. So I will make sure to put all of your research or all of your resources in the show notes for those folks.
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. Three questions that I ask everybody at the end of all of my episodes. Number one, I need you to close your eyes just for a moment and tell me what appears in your mind's eye when I say wise woman.
I see a bright light. I see somebody which has wisdom and peace.
Wisdom and peace, that they go together often.
Yeah.
Okay, now open your eyes and answer this question. Where do you like to roam, Sylvie?
There is no place, no physical place. I like to roam with audiences where I can share the message. It's not physical. It doesn't matter, the city, the French language, English language, that doesn't matter. It's human people who need to hear, learn about my father's legacy, how this we can help them, and they are eager to learn and they need to receive this message. That's what matters.
I feel the same way. I like to roam with people and learn th different things. And when you have a passion like you do, and it is so needed, I'm glad that you like to roam there. Now, we've talked a little bit about what makes you restless, but tell me what makes you restless, but in a good way?
Well, it's a passion that I put in what I am doing, and it has not been easy past 30 years. I mean, owning a small business, facing all the obstacles, plus a foundation and all that in a second language, and I was almost 40 when I came here.
Wow.
It's you don't get to speak English without an accent when you start at when you are already 40. So all those things was not easy. I remember at the beginning when I went to see a company, a supplier, they looked at me, they listened at me, and they said, tell your boss to call me. I said,
Oh,
that.
no. Oh,
All those challenges, looking back, it's funny, but maybe that also what made me restless is to all those challenges, being able to overcome them.
well, yeah, I will tell you one thing. You are a very courageous, brave, passionate, and beautiful person in the world. And thank you so much for bringing what you know and your father's legacy and continuing the fight against cancer. We really need it. Thank you so much, Sylvie, for being here.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
And I love your accent, by the
You.
Julie Noonan here. Thank you so much for listening to Roaming with Restless Women. If you're a successful senior woman leader who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.intuitivewisdomcoach.com. If you enjoyed this interview, please share this episode on social media and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Your thumbs ups and reviews go a long way.